The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I'm sorry.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Of Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
So welcome to the big show tonight. Leave that music in there. We got Morgan Freeman. We got Heidi Cruz. We got Eric Bowling. Trump trolling. Trolling the president, not Trump trolling. Plus Kevin McCullough versus Leslie Marshall and the new vice presidential candidate, Kevin McCullough, saying welcome to Radio Night Live. We couldn't be happier than to have you with us. It is a huge show tonight. And we're having all kinds of fun. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Yes, the White House Correspondents' Dinner is underway, and special assignment for us tonight, Eric Bowling is live tweeting. We hope to he's going to be trolling the president on Twitter while the dinner goes on, so we hope to troll Bowling's Twitter tweets while he trolls. Okay, I'm done. it's the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight, and we'll see what happens there. Hey, listen, there's some huge news from the campaign trail today. One of which is there's been a new poll released, and, you know, Mr. Trump was bragging about how he's doing so well against Hillary Clinton. Let's take a look at the numbers. They just popped up earlier today, the latest poll, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. He's not doing so well. The numbers are 47% Hillary to 40% Trump. That's a 7-point lead. I don't know in what universe that makes him a winner. Winning! But that's not going so good. So, hey, well, what about the endorsement race? Okay, so maybe he got a big endorsement today. Let's see what the Twitterverse had to say about an endorsement. Now, this actually came from this Twitter profile actually came from Ted Cruz's press office. But real Donald Trump brags about the tough guy endorsement from Mike Tyson.
Yes, that's right. Mike Tyson has decided to endorse Donald Trump for president.
And Carly Fiorina responds saying, I don't think a convicted rapist is a tough guy.
Oh.
Oh, can we say in a collective, that's too bad. It had such high hopes, because maybe you could just see it now. Donald Trump's out on the campaign trail. Mike Tyson comes out singing Phil Collins. Because, you know, tonight, oh, you'd have to have seen the movie. Anyway, so Mike Tyson endorsed. He was an Indiana resident for many years, and evidently that's why he endorsed Donald Trump in Indiana. Yes, because one thing that we all in Indiana need to know is how to knock out people that we don't get along with. And he said something about when you said he was a resident of the state of Indiana, you didn't mean geographically. You meant in terms of possession, as in the state of Indiana owned Mike Tyson in the penitentiary. Yes, he was an Indiana resident for a number of years. That Robin Givens girl, telling you. Anyway, so it was not necessarily a good day for Mr. Trump, because Hillary's up in the polls head to head, and his endorsements don't seem to be carrying much water with Mike Tyson. I'm Mike Tyson, and I'm voting for Donald Trump. I'm Mike Tyson. I approve this message. Donald Trump is my man. And if he doesn't get it together, I will bite his ear off. So that's so good. So, what about, other good news? Well, I'm sorry to say there hasn't been much good news for Mr. Trump in the last 24 hours. because on the day that the Acela primary finished last Tuesday, on Wednesday they started doing new polling. And on the five average polls in Indiana that they have done, from April the 18th, Mr. Trump was ahead. He was in the high 30s on average, even in the 40s in some of the polls. And now he's behind in the Real Clear Politics average. In fact, there's Ted Cruz, if you look at the average of polls, has taken a two-point lead. In two of the last three polls, he's actually winning within the margin of error. And it's not been a good Ted Cruz is surging, is what I'm saying. His get-out-the-vote ground game in Indiana is proving up to the task. We will see. It's not a foregone conclusion. Ted Cruz hasn't locked it up, but certainly Mr. Trump hasn't either. And it's kind of shocking that he would lose momentum, given that after New York and the Acela primary, everybody and their dog, literally dogs, were walking down Fifth Avenue going, Trump, Trump, literally everybody and their dog was saying he was going to be the nominee. Either that or they just didn't like whatever they were barking at. But so that's where things stand. He's losing momentum in Indiana, and that's going to not be good, because then Cruz is also going to beat him in Nebraska and Montana and South Dakota and probably Washington State. And then you've got New Mexico and Oregon, which are going to be break up by percentage. And then I don't think Mr. Trump's ready for what's going to hit him in California. California is going to be very well prepared for their primary election. Also, New Jersey. New Jersey votes on the same day that California does. But really what Trump needs to do is win on Tuesday in Indiana, and it's looking like a remake of Wisconsin. He had the governor come endorse him, and by the way, one of the lamest endorsements I've ever seen. You could tell this was a governor who's not confident and is very scared of his reelection chances with Mike Pence, so he's trying to play all sides. Well, I like Donald Trump, and I'm thankful for what he's done for the workers, but I'm voting for Ted Cruz. Oh, okay. Why'd you even come out and make an announcement? It's like, anyway. And then Bobby Knight, who endorsed Donald Trump this week, he was asked something very interesting. He was asked, what issue is it about Donald Trump that made you want to endorse Donald Trump as president? And I kid you not, Bobby Knight's answer was, what the hell do I know about issues? So I'm guessing it's just their temperaments that drew them to one another. They get angry. They throw things. Tempers. You know, maybe it's just they're simpatico. Maybe they're just very brotherly with one another. I'm not sure. But Bobby, what the hell do I know about issues? Why are you asking me? I'm a basketball coach. I don't even know why I'm up here endorsing this guy. And that was the big endorsement. Like, if you had on your slate Governor Mike Pence or former Hall of Fame basketball coach Bobby Knight from University of Indiana, or Larry Bird. Now, Larry Bird's pretty big. You'd probably want Larry Bird or Bobby Knight, but Bird hasn't. I don't even know if he's going to endorse. I don't even know. Does Larry Bird, did he die? Did he pass away? Did Larry Bird, I'm kidding. I just haven't heard from him in forever. Because he and I used to call each other. You know, he's like, we were tight. Hey, Kev, you want to come to the game? Like, no, I'm a Magic fan. What are you talking about? But Bird's not endorsing. Knight did endorse. He endorsed Trump. And then Ted Cruz got the least overwhelming endorsement that's ever been given in the very slow-speaking Governor Mike Pence. But he did do it. He did do it. So I'm giving him, those of you in Indiana tonight, I'm giving him credit. He stepped up. He made a hard call, and he's putting his money behind Ted Cruz. So we will see. We will see. Donald Trump has all the momentum. There's no reason on earth why he should lose Indiana. None. He should walk in there. He should steamroll in Indiana. If Ted Cruz beats him, it's a brand new ball game, people. That's what I'm saying. I'm sticking to it. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. I've got some more things about Indiana that I want to get to tonight. But before I do, I want to tell you about a preview of what's coming up on the broadcast. In this hour, ladies and gentlemen, the incredible Morgan Freeman, the actor. Yes, he is going to be with us. Incredible. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then in the next hour, maybe the future First Lady of the United States, Heidi Cruz. She's got, yeah, I thought you'd dig that. She's going to stop by. So we're going to have, she'll be our Ladies Lounge guest tonight here on Radio Night Live. And you want to be part of the show, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We'll take your calls. But we're going to talk everything campaign trail with Heidi Cruz and, Morgan Freeman. We're going to talk about his series on Nat Geo. Have you watched this? The Story of God? It's kind of an interesting concept. Does God exist? And he walks around by asking a bunch of humans. Hey, does God exist? I don't know. I've never seen him. Hey, what about you? Does God exist? Yeah, I think he's over on 4th Street. These are some of the responses I think he's actually gotten in some of the experiences. But I think that'll be an interesting conversation. And he's got a very interesting episode coming up on tomorrow's edition of The Story of God on Nat Geo. Okay, so we're live from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough. We are super happy to have you with us. So stay with us for the next 2 hours. It's going to be a lot of fun. 888-340-3373.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming fraud, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All the boys. Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys.
All right, a little music from the Hot Sardines tonight. They are the house band here at Radio Night Live, and we're glad you're with us coast to coast. 44 million television households, 300-plus radio stations. Thank you for making us a priority. Coming up on the broadcast tonight, yeah, we've got Morgan Freeman, who's going to be with us. I think that's worth applause. And Heidi Cruz, who joins us next hour as well. So should be pretty good. Now, one of the fun things we're going to do tonight is check in at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. But we're not going to do it the way everybody else does it. We're not going to just like peek in and let you hear the audio of what's going on there, because that would be way too predictable. No, no, no. Eric Bolling from the Fox News Network is actually live tweeting his escapades at the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight, and Eric is host of The Five. If you're familiar with the show, he holds up his hand in front of the camera and goes, "Hey, The Five." He points to his five fingers. It's The Five. It's Eric Bolling from The Five. Actually, that whole idea for a show, which wins its day part every single day, came from a thing that we used to do online called the Strategy Room. And I was like a regular part of it, but it was a lot of fun. It was like five people sitting at a desk talking about whatever popped into their head. And now it's a TV show every day at five, which I'm on the air with radio. So, I'm happy for them to be able to do this. But anyway, so I've got Eric's Twitter feed pulled up here, and he says he's going to be trolling Trump all night. Not Trump. I keep saying Trump. God forbid. He's going to be trolling Obama at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So let's see what he's got so far. So here is a shot of him going into the dinner with Sandra Smith and Harris Faulkner. Both of them are from The Outnumbered Show, which is exactly like The Five, but it's four women, and they're all usually incredibly gorgeous, and one lucky dude. One lucky guy is what they call it. But anyway, so two of The Outnumbered and Eric there heading in. And then Don Lemon from CNN, so he's posting his thing there. This is a kind of an interesting moment. He says to Kerry Washington, "Hi, I'm Eric Bolling from Fox News." And she goes, "Oh, really?" See, I guess when your character's had an abortion in primetime television, I guess you probably don't watch Fox News. May not know who Eric Bolling is. Not completely for sure. He says, here's Newt Gingrich and his wife. Now, it's interesting. This could be somewhat mean. But the lovely bride says to me today, she goes, "Do you think that Calista Gingrich's hair is real, or does she take that off at night? Because it's always the exact same style helmet. You know, like she could start for like the Bears with the sturdiness." I said, I don't know. I think it's actually real hair. I'm not quite sure. And this is the one that's going to bug me now. He just posted this. Eric Bolling on his Twitter feed posts a picture of Joe Biden, and the caption that he puts about it is, "I have a really funny story about this pic." But he doesn't tell the story. Like, give me some sort of frigging clue, Bolling. What are you doing? It's supposed to be. So he's with Joe Biden. By the way, their teeth look exactly the same. That's amazing. Maybe they had the same guy do the dental work. But he said, "I've got a really funny story about this pic. Really funny story." So I don't know. So that's Bolling so far. He's reporting for us live from the White House Correspondents' Dinner tonight from the Fox News Network. Okay, Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. 888-340-3373. Earlier this week, Donald Trump kicked his man, Paul Manafort, back to the curb. Now, this is an interesting concept, because after Trump got trounced in Wisconsin a couple of weeks ago, he decided he needed to spruce up his ability to, I don't know, compete better in some of the races that he hadn't competed so good in. And so what does he do? Well, at the very moment that his campaign is turning back to the East Coast with his home state of New York and the five states surrounding it in the Acela primary, he is at that very moment at the very the pinnacle, the strength of where his campaign schedule is going to be, he decides to hire a guy to tell him to do things differently than he would normally do. I don't know that that was such a good idea. But it was the subject of something that we discussed this week on the Fox News Channel. And let me give you just a little bit of that discussion between myself and Leslie Marshall as it went down with John Scott on Happening Now. Take a listen to this. That would be the outdoor camera that we have there. Do we have the audio? Do we have the video? Do we have what can we play? We do. Okay, you work on getting that ready to go because it broke down into a very interesting discussion. They had a liberal and a conservative on at the same time, and they asked the question: does this the sign that he's kicking the newly hired kind of campaign manager off to the side? Because evidently over the last 2 weeks, over the course of those two elections, that I don't think he needed any reorganizing. Because Wisconsin's not like New York. Wisconsin's not like the Acela primary that voted this week. Indiana's like Wisconsin. But now they're going back to Indiana, and it appears he's just kicked out the guy that he hired to help him get Wisconsin under control, but he didn't need him in New York in the Acela primary, and now he's going to Indiana, and now, no, not from the beginning, from where John throws the first question to me. But here's the thing. I don't know that he accomplished anything except brought on more people onto the campaign staff. So they asked me this week, John Scott did, you know, Kev, what do you make of the move to now relegate Paul Manafort, this kind of ultimate lobbyist establishment insider guy that he brought into the campaign? What do you make of kicking him to the curb? Here was how I answered that question.
Are we going to see from here on out?
Is there any doubt from this point on? The only attempt at reforming his kind of wild shoot-from-the-hip campaign style was to bring in Enforcer Manafort, and now he's kicking him back to the corner. We are going to see guns blazing, the ugliest ugly of American politics we've seen, and it's going to go all the way through. There's no stopping this at this point.
Leslie, do you have a read on which Donald Trump is going to appear?
I think, will the real Donald Trump please stand up? I think we've seen the real Donald Trump, which is very scary for many Americans, although half Republicans may support him. That leaves another half who do not. But as a Democrat, I'm very happy about this, John, that the real Donald Trump will be out there front and center. You know what's interesting about this is I think this speaks to Donald's inability to work well with others, mm-hmm. even people he hires to improve and better his situation. He's in a primary right now. That is very different than a general election in November if he becomes the nominee.
Okay, stop the tape right there, because here's what I want to say. For whatever else Leslie Marshall, very fantastic liberal talk show host. She's a great host. She just happens to disagree with me on everything. Did you notice what was on the screen right there at the end? It said, and she's a liberal Democrat, and she says that Trump is easier to beat than any of the other candidates, the easiest for both Hillary and Bernie to beat. So I'm thinking when very liberal Democrat activists are begging for Trump in the election, might be time to rethink our options. Because if our opponents want him, he's probably the wrong guy to beat them. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think? 888-340-3373. If the Democrats are begging for Trump to be the nominee, isn't that a bad sign? If the Democrats say, no, he's really the guy that we want to face against Hillary. He's the one we want. Shouldn't that be like a warning to us? 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on that. Coming up next.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York, music from the Hot Sardines, and always ready to take your calls on Radio Night Live, coast to coast, the great partnership with the Biz TV Network and great radio stations on the Salem Media Group and other stations, the Genesis Communication Network, etc., across the country, the CRN Network. We've got so many networks going on, it's just awesome. 888-340-3373. Here's my question. I was on with Leslie Marshall this last week on Fox News, and I made this little meme that I did with just before we went to the break, and I asked very simply this question, and I put it on the meme, and I put it online. You can go see it on the Facebook page. But if you are watching by television, her under script there reads Marshall colon, Trump would be easiest for either Democrat to beat. And she went on in the rest of the appearance to make the argument that because he's the easiest to beat for them, they're really happy if the Republicans put Trump forward as the nominee. Now, so put the meme back up, Nick. So my question is very simple. It's very simple. This is the question. If the liberal Democrat activists and the radio talk show hosts and the people that watch this stuff religiously, if they are begging for Trump, isn't that time to consider that maybe our front runner shouldn't be the guy they're asking for? What are your thoughts on that? 888-340-3373. If the liberal Democrats are saying, please, 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 we want Trump. Trump's the dude. He's the guy that we want to run against. Isn't that by itself a little bit of a cautionary tale to people on our side? Like, do you really want to give your opponent the exact thing that they want? I always thought, and it's just, I'm just silly this way, 888-340-3373, I'm very silly this way. I thought that maybe you don't want to give your opponent what they want in an election or a football game or in a chess match or anything else. I kind of thought what you want to do is you want to give them the opposite of what they want. You know, a coach from another team comes and scouts your team, and they draw up your offense, and they watch everything that you do, and they go back and they prepare all week for the game that they're going to play against you. And guess what? They come out, and they're just hoping that you will run the offense that they ran in the game that you scouted them at. But if they're a really good team, they may realize you might have scouted them, and so maybe you adjusted your offense so that you didn't play the same offense that they see, and they have to make adjustments and adjust for it. But if they come out and they run the exact same stuff that you saw them write, charted it up and scouted it up, and they run the exact play that you hoped that they would play, that you knew that they were going to play, doesn't that put you at a disadvantage? If the Democrats are begging, and they are, put the meme up one more time, Nick. It's in the underscript of what Leslie says in her appearance with me. But you don't get more leftist than Leslie. I know her 20 years. She's a lovely person. Wrong as can be. Left wing up the wazoo. She says Trump would be the easiest for either of our candidates to beat, Bernie or Hillary. So if a liberal Democrat is saying, we want Trump, Trump is the guy that we're hoping you guys give us, isn't that a cautionary tale? Shouldn't we say, hold on a second. Let's go to line one. Ralph is in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hello, Ralph.
I think that, at this point in time, I consider Tom a winning Tom card. Playing the winning hand, in that this is a very unconventional man who doesn't,
You're avoiding my question, Ralph. You're avoiding the question. If your opponent asks for something and you're trying to beat them, do you give them what they ask for?
I would say it's a gamble to, put Trump in there.
Okay. That's an honest response.
I would hope that it would turn out like the American Pharaoh.
Okay, thank you, Ralph, for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, according to the polling, Real Clear Politics average, Hillary's up by 7 points nationally. Let's go to line two. Danny is in Tampa, Florida, watching Biz Television. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Kevin. Yes, I'm going to say that, you're not supposed to give your opponent what they ask for, if they think that they're going to go ahead and beat you. So it's as a left-wing Democrat and a lifelong left-wing Democrat, I'm licking my chops. The gift that keeps on giving is Donald Trump, and we can't wait for him to be the nominee. That way, Hillary Clinton can slaughter him. Cruz would be I think Hillary would be Cruz too. Maybe probably a little bit closer. So, to be clear,
you agree with Leslie Marshall as a liberal Democrat that Trump is the easiest to beat. Thank you for the call, Danny. Morgan Freeman coming up next.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-308-7553 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-308-7553. That's 800-308-7553. Again, 800-308-7553.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
It's Radio Night Live, coast to coast. Music brought to you by the Hot Sardines. We are happy to have them along with us here in New York. And thank you for joining us as well. Every now and then, we get to chat with the really special people that do really special things. And there's no one that has, I think, made a bigger name for himself in the use of his voice and sometimes being the voice of God than one Morgan Freeman. And Morgan Freeman is also the host of a brand new show on the Nat Geo channel that is The Story of God. And it is a very popular series. My own pastor referred to it this last week. And Morgan Freeman now joins us from his luxurious pad there in Los Angeles. Hello, Morgan. Good to have you.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. It's good to be here with you.
Now, you've often played the voice of God, but now you're on the journey trying to find what the world thinks of God. What drew you to this project?
Well, it's a kind of a roundabout way. Laurie and I, my business partner, were in Turkey, in what's that big city in Turkey?
Istanbul.
And we were visiting the Hagia Sophia. It was a church, and then it was a mosque, and then it now it is a museum. But on the wall were frescoes that sort of depict the story of Jesus. And so, okay, well, Laurie asked the guide we had, well, when this was a mosque, did they cover up these frescoes? He said, absolutely not. Jesus is part of the Islamic heritage. In Islam, Jesus is thought of as a prophet. So that's news to us. And over the years, we're processing this information.
Sure.
Finally came up with the idea of, why don't we look deeper into this question? And we, Nat Geo got wind of it and said, oh, great idea, let's do it.
Yeah, right up their alley for sure. Well, let me ask you, what's the, for people that haven't seen the series so far, what is the context and the setting, what, you know, the narrative, what's it kind of contextualized as? You're on a journey across the planet.
Yeah. We have, we just sort of organized a series of questions to ask and see if we couldn't find that there were similarities in the answers to these questions. Like, what happens when we die? All religions have an answer to that. What about the apocalypse? Is there such a thing in all of religions as an apocalyptic ending to the world, you know, Judgment Day? Who, in fact, is God? Does God exist up there, over there, in trees, in us? Where? And so all different religions have different answers to that question. What about the question of creation? All religions have a wonderful story of creation. Some of them are just entirely fascinating. You know, ours are just a big bang, bluey, and here we are. Evil. Evil is, but why is it?
Yeah.
If there is God, why is there evil? Well, I think all religions will give us an answer to that. In some religions, evil exists because God exists. There are not just this God, but there is this God who is in conflict with this God. And the explanation for conflict is in like fire and water. The two exist, but they don't get along, you know?
We are speaking with the actor Morgan Freeman, who is the voice and kind of the host of the broadcast, The Story of God. It airs Sunday nights at 8 Central, 9 Eastern. And this coming Sunday's episode is on evil. It's interesting because on the Nat Geo website, you see in the marketing slide for this something that could be, I don't know, you see fire, you see what looks like maybe a young Middle Eastern guy. The idea of terrorism in the world probably comes to mind if some people look at certain things a certain way. The universality of evil, part of what's one thing that people are going to take away from this coming Sunday night's episode?
I don't really know what the one thing is, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I just wanted one little tasty tidbit, but we're going to have to watch the whole thing even to get that one. Well, Morgan,
yeah.
Let me ask you about this, because obviously there's probably nothing more divisive on the planet, next to politics maybe, than religion itself. How has this impacted your view ultimately of the existence of God whether or not he is in existence, whether or not he matters to you personally. How has it impacted Morgan Freeman, the person, in this journey?
The journey itself has only impacted me in the fact that I have learned so much about religion itself, about a cultural approach to the idea of God. It hasn't changed the way I see or think about God. But that wasn't the idea. The idea
right.
Was to learn about other people's approach to it, and what is the upshot of that? The upshot of that, of course, is the realization that the similarities outweigh the differences by far.
Well, and that's an interesting, you know, a good colleague of mine in talk radio, Dennis Prager, has said for the longest time that people of faith, of any faith, are different than people of no faith from the standpoint that it brings certain things to their lives. So people will be watching Sunday night, May the 1st, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Why Does Evil Exist? That's the name of the next episode. Morgan Freeman, congratulations on a dynamic, beautifully shot, well-produced series, and thanks for coming by today.
And bless you, Kevin. Thank you so much.
No, too kind. Thank you, Morgan Freeman, The Story of God, tomorrow night on the Nat Geo channel. Kevin McCullough, we've got a lot to get to, and we hope that you'll stay with us. I'll take some of your calls. Our topic of the night, if the Democrats want Trump, does that make him the right nominee for the Republicans? I see Gino and Willie are standing by. We're going to get to those phone calls. And yours, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And in the next hour, in the ladies' lounge tonight, the wife of the senator from the great state of Texas, Heidi Cruz, will be with us here on Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Toolsforfreedom.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Kevin McCullough is Radio Night Live. Thank you for being with us coast to coast. We are glad to have you alongside here in our studios in Manhattan. And we've got a great audience. Your opportunity to be part of the show every week is what makes this show so unique. 888-340-3373. My question for the night, I turned into a meme. I put it on social media earlier today, but it is simply this. Leslie Marshall, my good friend and Democratic colleague, but she works in talk radio. She's a liberal. She's a liberal's liberal. There's no liberal enough liberal for her. She's got a, you know, she's a Bernie-loving, Obama-believing, you know, liberal beyond liberal liberal. And she says Trump is the guy that we want, that meaning her, the liberals, the Democrats. Trump's the guy that they want to be the nominee. So my question is, when very liberal Democrats and activists are begging for Trump, is it time to rethink the options on the Republicans' part? 888-340-3373. Let's go to line one. Willie's calling us from the Atlanta area tonight. Hello, Willie. Welcome.
Hi. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing well. Thanks for your call. So what do you think of this?
Well, I think that both parties want people to think that they can win. And I think that the Democrats could be using a little bit of reverse psychology. If they really wanted Trump to win, then why do they send so many activists whenever he tries to have a speech and won't let the people listen?
Well, those aren't party people. Like the people yesterday in California, those were all Mexicans. I mean, they were like all immigrants and people like that. So, but let me just address that, because that's a great question. So I got done with the segment with Leslie. We got off the air. I asked her, for real, is that really what you want? She swears to me that Trump is the person that they find imminently the most beatable. And she thinks that, they could beat Cruz, and she thinks that Kasich would be almost impossible to beat. But it's just odd because the Republicans are telling their people the exact opposite, that, you know, Trump is saying, I'm the only one that can beat her. The Democrats are begging us to put him forward. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Good idea, though, Willie. Maybe it's reverse psychology. Line three, Gino in the Bronx. Let's see what you've got to say. Hello, Gino.
I'm going to hate myself for saying this, but be careful what you wish for, Democrats, because you're going to get stuck by this man. This guy has been indestructible. He's been a Frankenstein monster. He's defied every single logical expert that claims they're a genius in political science. They have all said this guy would have been out by Halloween or Thanksgiving. Instead, they're going to get Michael Myers from the Halloween movies. This guy is indestructible. No matter what he says, no matter what he does, he keeps on coming back, and he just very well might stick it to Bonnie and Clyde and the rest of the mutants that are going to want this guy. Because Ted Cruz, I love the man, but if he loses Indiana, it's over. No doubt about it, it's over. So then we're stuck with this Donald jackass Trump, and we have no alternative. It's either we support the Frankenstein monster, or we're going to get the monsters that infest the Bolshevik Party of the United States of America.
Yeah.
So I say, you want Trump? Let him have it, and let him stick it to Hillary, because nobody else is now going to stand
I got your thought, Gino.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
For a while.